Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Talking our draft strategy here.
Right before
getting that thing all figured out.
Right before we came on the air, we're talking. We just like, really? No, you're kidding me. It's like, oh,
we're on the air.
So we'll have to figure that out. We were just.
Well, I will say this. So our conversations sitting in the studio aren't much different than our phone conversations or any other conversations. I will say that.
Or conversations. On
just
the air.
In general. And that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. We're all this. It's pretty much the same.
I know. Are we on? Yeah, we are. But no, yeah. We were talking about the NFL draft. I don't know if you've got the paper yet, but there's a guy, a couple, I should say, on Shadow, which is runs parallel to Lombardi. It's one street in. And they put their, it's a small house, two bedroom, but it faces Lambeau. And they put it on for the NFL draft at $17,900 a night.
A night.
And then, of course, there's fees on top of that. So, one could pay because you have the $17,000 of Airbnb, and then you got a service fee. So the whole, it's crazy. Now, that's what they're putting it on. I don't know that they're going to get that, but... that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Now, I saw one thing. There's so many rumors going around about different things, but I saw one thing that the NFL itself grabbed pretty much every hotel room within a certain distance.
I think that's true.
Okay.
Even in this article, Johnny, it says that hotel rooms are very scarce, which opens up the opportunity for Airbnb, right?
Absolutely.
Or hotels further out.
How much are they charging, do you know, the hotels?
You know what?
Like, let's say you charge $150 a night.
Well, do you remember
tonight?
When you saw that Motel 6 is $500 a night and they're sold out.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see what the Northland's charging.
But with some of those, not the Motel 6 so much, but some of those, do they come with anything like an amenity?
You know, like, I know you like the concierge floor. You talked about that yesterday.
Some of those ones, you know which hotel, I haven't been inside, but you know which one is cleaned up? Titletown in Ashland.
No.
Have you driven past that?
I've driven that.
They've updated that.
Okay. Because I'll tell you what, when I.
Because I think it looks a lot better than it used to.
When I was in office, man, that thing came close to.
Raise?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just didn't. Clientele, upkeep. Really, they've done that. I haven't been by there lately. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think
it looks a lot cleaner and crisper.
Maybe
and
he's getting ready for the draft. I mean, he could probably.
Maybe. I mean, what the hell?
Right. If he could. Make enough during the draft for, could be an annual thing. So, and I told you I'm putting my house up for rent because I just think it's, we're going to all look back at the NFL draft and, Grandpa, what do you remember about that? And all I know is Grandma and I made $20,000.
Yeah.
I just want to get some money for my house and I can stay at my mom's. I can stay at another place I can stay at.
Stay at my apartment?
No. You should. But that's right.
Oh, I'm looking into that. I'm still going
to. I don't think you can sublease.
Why can't I do it just under the table? What's the worst that's going to happen? I get kicked out? Oh, I've been kicked out of things before.
Yeah, right.
I've been kicked out of better places than this.
But, somebody would easily for your apartment,
$2,000 a night.
Right. And it's, it's new appliances, it's got a decent view. I mean, it's the location's unbelievable because it's right downtown. And there's going to be, we had Jeff Merkus. Do we have him in here? Maybe I was talking to him outside of this. And he's going to be on my show this Sunday. And so is Brian Johnson. And we're going to talk about activities in the downtown. But, we're going to end with, I'm going to really ask him about what are they going to do to get those people from Titletown, Lambeau Field, down here. And I'm sure they have stuff up their sleeve. And it's going to be pretty cool. I think on Wednesday, which is kind of the big kickoff, I think there's going to be some pretty cool activities down here. I think you could make some money.
I do too. But let me ask you
and
this.
And there's free shuttle then to the stadium.
Okay, shuttles are free, huh? Because I was going to say, if you had a piece of property where you could just park cars and have a shuttle service of your own, you know what I mean? And charge $10 a trip. $5 a trip even.
Or get $200 for parking and give it free.
Yeah, pass for the whole time. Yeah, and then have the shuttle running. But I mean, if you just got farm property, you know what I mean? And clear out a section like you do at a concert.
Or PGA. That was all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that was all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That, I think you have to think about, everybody's like, oh, hotels, hotels, hotels. That's true. I think you have a place to sleep, but there's so many ancillary products that we could sell. Like, that's a good idea.
Or even like, what about an RV? If you got a really nice RV and you got it parked in a nice place, could you do that?
Yeah.
You know, park it at, what's the, not Yellowstone or Jellystone. It's on the way to Appleton.
Yes.
There's a couple of those kind of, what is it, Amanda? You're a camper.
Apple. It's Apple something, isn't
Apple
it?
Apple something campgrounds.
That's a nice campground.
I can't even think of it.
Apple Creek, isn't it?
Is it Apple Creek?
Nah, I could be wrong.
Apple Creek was the trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's where we planted the trees.
Although we do have someone saying maybe Apple Creek.
All right. But that's what I mean. If you're in an RV, why not? Hey, it's parked at this very nice campground. How'd you like to stay in an RV? You have a campfire. You have cookouts. You do whatever. Wouldn't that be cool?
And then that's where
or you know what else we could do? You know what we still have time to do? What is one of my dreams?
Oh, God. I don't know, John.
Converting an old school bus. We could still do that, Jim. I've been watching tutorials on that. On the internet.
Hippie bus.
There's a whole new show about that, too. About converting old school. You would be amazed at how cool they're making these things.
And there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like the train car thing, right?
It doesn't even have to be able to drive. Just park it. Boom.
Well, I have some land over there.
Put it on blocks.
I have some land over there.
Do you really? Let's look into this.
I could do that.
I'm serious.
I got on Reggie White Way.
Yeah.
So we could we have that lot next to it, that piece of property.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, that's a possibility.
There's a lot of RVs for sale out there.
Well, I'm not buying an RV, but
why not? Think of the money we could make on this, Jim.
My land. Sure. I think, Johnny, I think what is good, and we had a little meeting.
You write that off as a business expense?
With some friends of mine. We were talking about what you could sell. And I know we talked about Upper Village.
Yeah.
Which I think is just a great, great idea.
Yeah.
And I think once the LA Times or somebody gets a hold of that, that's when it's going to really take off. I mean, it's going
to
be great.
My shot to start them.
And WGBW is going to be promoting it. I know that.
Got a text here from Brian. What are they using the fairgrounds for?
Right.
Good point.
That's a lot of land. That is a lot of land. That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea.
Because if people would park there, if they do the RV parking there.
What if they with this? Okay, you don't want the RV thing because you don't want to pay for the expense, even though it'll be 10 times the profit of what. And we could make money on that RV for years to come, Jim. We could make a lot of money on that.
And it's got to get zoned different.
You just got to buy it, and I will find a way to make money on it, okay? But anyway, here's what I'm thinking. I wonder if some people would kind of be into, hey, folks, don't want to get an overpriced house or apartment or blah, blah, blah. How about you're coming to Northeast Wisconsin? Beautiful time of year in April. How about you rough it a little bit? We'll set up tents for you at the park, at the fairgrounds.
Do you remember, 4 or 5 years ago, the snowstorm we got
in
April?
Part of the fun. Yeah. I told you about winter camping. I think a lot of people would get into that.
Maybe Wisconsinites, but I don't know about anyone coming from the South.
But I think that would be part of the experience of like
what John said.
You're not going to believe this. We camped in Green Bay
at the NFL draft.
April.
It was unbelievable.
It was this cool tent, and it had a fire thing in there. And it was like this coolest experience.
Or else you go back and say, where'd you stay? I stayed over Price Hampton Inn.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they go back and say, look, I had this unbelievable experience.
Well, maybe if it's like those igloo tent things that like a lot of breweries are doing, that would be pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, I've never been in one of those. They got one in Manitowoc.
They've got a couple here on the city deck.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Those are where you have dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a snowstorm. I like that idea.
It is very, very cool. So we went and it can seat, I think, like 10 people, or 8 for sure.
Sure.
We went with
and it's
our,
warm in there?
It's all very warm. Like very warm.
Do they let you sleep in those?
No. You couldn't do that. That would be sleeping in the city park, which is illegal, not enforced, but it is illegal. You can't sleep in a city park.
You want to go over to the city park right now and count how many are sleeping?
I said it's not enforced. You weren't listening to me.
All right, sorry. I think we need to start looking outside the box.
But that, Amanda, that igloos, those are called igloos.
Yes. I like it.
Those are fun. And then they have an igloo menu. Like, you don't really go in there and I guess you could order whatever you want, but they have like a specialty. And it's a pitcher of It's not Wapatuli, but it's close.
Oh, okay.
And wow.
Really?
That was fun.
But another thing
and
that
then
I
they
wish...
have like cookies and it's like we went there, we went out to dinner and then eight of us. It was eight of us. We went to the Northland for dinner and then we went there for dessert.
Oh,
and we
cool.
had a blast. And it was
See, I would love that. I'd love to be in something like that with a big snowstorm right
yeah,
outside.
It is. It's very
I
cool.
would love that.
And you can see and it's the service was great. Yeah, we did that. Hagemeister, I think, has two or three. You have to reserve them and it's $100. Which is weird because if you reserve a table at a restaurant, they don't charge you $100. However, I don't know. This was 2 years ago. If you spend $200, they give you a credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but I know nothing about it whatsoever.
Okay. Well, you live down here, so you're going to learn it this
but
year.
But here's another thing, though, that you missed the boat on. Remember when I used to talk about we need to find an old barn that we can convert and do receptions and things like that?
You did.
Think if we had something like that now.
No.
Hey, bring 50 people. We'll set up cots for you. We'll make it like a barracks. We'll do the whole thing.
I don't.
And then people would be coming from California. It's like, hey, where'd you stay? Y'all, you're not going to believe this. We stayed in a dairy barn.
What?
Yeah. A dairy barn. We stayed. They took this big old barn, and there's cows right outside, and they come to feed right below you. And we stayed in it was built by the Quakers back in like 1847. Quakers came over from Germany, and they settled this, and they made cheese, and they invented a thing called Booyah. What's that? It's this big soup thing. It's like chicken soup, and they invented it right there.
Okay, that guy's not.
Don't leave the cows outside. Let the cow in.
Well,
give
the guy's,
him the full
the guy's not from L.A. that guy who's talking is not from L.A. He sounds like he lives in a barn. But anyway, go ahead. I think. John's on to something that if you make the stay an experience,
yes!
they're going to
yes!
enjoy it more.
Everybody
more
has
pictures.
Stayed in a million hotels and
right,
whatever.
Right.
You could stay in Airbnbs forever, right. but you got one chance to do something really unique in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Northeast Wisconsin. Do it. Let's come up with some cool ideas.
I think that's a really good idea.
All right.
Just to make some very unique, which is what a Packer house is.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, but we're not going to charge $17,900
no,
like this
no,
guy's trying
no.
to do.
Like $14.
but
hey,
Johnny,
hey, what, tell people.
I will say, though.
If you've got some capital behind you for me and Jim, we would allow you
well, yeah, that's
one
happen.
Time only on this one day. On one day, by 9 o'clock, if you got some great ideas and some capital, you want to talk to us about going partners with us. We are willing to listen,
okay,
but
yeah.
you're on the clock right now. You got till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or if it's really good and you got a lot of capital, I'll give you my cell.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this. And I do like that Upper Village. I want to hone that in a little bit more. And I got some other ideas,
All
too.
Right.
All right. This is going to be
All
fun.
Right. All right. We got a full plate of guests
yeah,
coming
we do.
Up.
Radio show. Radio show. These guys are good guys.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on another rainy morning. We have had a lot of rain lately. I was going to go down to the farmer's market last night, but it was raining so hard. Did they have it? Did they
yeah,
go through it?
I saw it set up. I don't know. I just know what they did last night, which was really wrong. And I so we have the city band concerts in Green Bay at St. James Park.
Yeah, those are great. I've done a couple. I did one, that patriotic one for like
yeah, that was
4th of July.
Yeah,
that was. I was nervous as hell.
Really?
I've never been more nervous to doing. I never get nervous with stuff. I really don't.
Unless, no, you don't.
You know what? Unless I have to depend on somebody else
oh, yeah.
who I don't have a lot of confidence in.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay.
I'm like sitting right here.
Well, no, we're not nervous today.
Yeah, we're not nervous at all. No, but
what?
Because I had to time it. I had to read this cool, inspirational, patriotic thing,
mm-hmm.
but I had to time it to,
like a fly.
Boom! The percussion yeah. hitting the, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
we practiced a few times. I think it was a GB.
That's well, where they practice. That I
yeah.
practiced there. Yeah.
But and these people are serious.
Oh yeah.
I mean they're very. This is very professional.
Well, yeah.
And that's the only time I've ever been nervous because if I wasn't right on or stumbled through something, it throws them off.
You messed up the whole.
Then you mess up the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was one of my.
Yeah, I yeah. can see that. Well, they usually get, 500 people there, right? 400 to 500 people. And then sometimes it's over 1,000, depending on it. But that is they get paid, those musicians.
Okay.
They're paid. And that's one of the few bands that are paid. I mean, it's a union band, and we pay them, when I was there, and that was, what, four or five years ago, $3,000 a night.
Wow.
Which is a huge, huge expense for the city.
Yeah.
It really is. If you look at events, and even if you talk to, excuse me, Jeff Merkus or Brian, and you look at what does the city pay for, you know, to pay $30,000, which, you know, 10 concerts would be $30,000. It's probably more than that now. But so they get $3,000 if they pay. So last night, it was raining, and it was raining like hell.
It was raining here. It was really
hard. And it was 20 to 7. People are calling. They're like, hey, you know, you're not going to have a concert. But no, probably not. It's nothing on the Facebook, you know. But then it stops raining. It goes to a drizzle at 5 to 7. And, of course, the greedy director calls everybody, and they get on stage, and they play. So they get their $3,000. They play for 23 minutes. It's raining like hell. All the umbrellas are up, and people started leaving, and then they canceled the concert. Bay Beach closed because of the rain. The baseball game was called off because of the rain. But these guys had to get their pound of flesh, their $3,000 out of the taxpayer. And so they played a couple songs. It's just 68 people were there. I went and counted. And I my wife's like, oh, you're so upset. That I would have never, ever allowed that. I mean, and I want to say, I know you hate when I say when I was mayor, but when I was mayor, we would have called that off 2 hours before. You know, the park director would have came in. I would have said, yeah, call it off. Because the rain date is tonight. It's the next day. So we said to the lady after, are you going to finish the concert tomorrow night? Oh, no, it might rain. Like, what do you mean it might rain? It rained like hell tonight. It's a bad thing because you look at, you know, Alloway, Pulaski, you know, those are just all volunteer bands. And it's too bad that it's got to this. But I just think it's really, really wrong. And then she said, well, you've been upset like this before. And I'm like, you know what? I have. So I look back in my emails. In 2021, I wrote a letter to the city telling them the same thing. And you just got to get a policy in place. And they're, I don't know if they're afraid of the band or if the band is just driven by money. But if you had to play a concert, would you rather play in front of 68 people or 400?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what?
Of course, 400.
400, because you're there to show the talent. But I think somebody there is there for the money, and they don't care if there's 68 people. I would have said, look, this is crazy. Nobody's coming. Let's just do this tomorrow night, and hopefully we can get 300-400 people. I mean, if you look at that, you know, that's I don't know if it's stupidity, ignorance. I can't figure what the word is. But, I mean, if you're getting money from the taxpayers, and taxes have gone up significantly. I mean, I'm over $6,000 on taxes on my house, and I don't mind that. As long as I'm getting, you know, my money's worth. And one of the things that we pay for is the city band concert. One of the few paid bands that charge. And they charge us, you know, $3,200 a night. And I think it's worth it. It's a good band. I mean, Alloway Band is good. I think the Pulaski Band is really good. But, you know, to play for that group, because there were more people on stage than in the audience. That's not a good idea. It's just, and then they say, oh, you know why your taxes are so high? Cadillac services. That is not a Cadillac service. A Cadillac service is when you have a really good concert in front of really good people, and it's a full park. And
I've never heard that term before, Cadillac service.
Oh, they say that. The aldermen say that. I called the guy because I didn't like my last tax increase, I'll admit. And I've been through tax increases, but I thought that was a lot. And I think one time you can get increases. But then when you, like, break a barrier, like you go over 6,000, then it's like, oh, this is crazy. And I had a lady call me one time because her taxes were over 10,000. I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyway, but we don't have Cadillac services here. Bellevue's taxes are half of what ours are. And Cadillac services, I mean, we don't deal with noise anymore. Some of our roads are like our second roller coaster. It's just, it's not. Don't tell me we have Cadillac services. That's why we have the highest tax rate, you know? So, yeah, I was a little wound up. So when you came in this morning, you said, how'd you sleep last night? I'm like, not too good.
Yeah, how funny is this? We were both up.
At 12.
I went to bed at 10:30. Yeah. I went over to Hagemeister, watched the Caitlin Clark game. She had a nice game. Double-double, 19 points.
Oh, good.
And another full house sellout and then the whole thing. What she's doing for the WNBA is beyond belief.
Yeah, no.
I'd never watched a WNBA game before in my lifetime.
But she's the Tiger Woods of the
She is. No question about it. And So came back, went to bed at 10:30.
Yeah.
12:30. Yeah. Wide awake. I've been up ever since.
Me too. I got up at 12:30. So my wife's like, why didn't you sleep last night? And I'm like, I'm not sure. I mean, I got a super busy day today. I'm meeting with some people about a project I'm working on, but you know, Todd's not here. Maybe that's what kept me awake.
Well, I bought some, you know,
no, I'm just kidding, Amanda.
Again,
no,
right here.
No, no, I know, Amanda, you're great.
I bought some gummies.
Yeah, you like those.
But from the market right here. And they're called, I forget what they're called, Delta 9s or something like that. They're supposed to like relax you and help you sleep. Yeah. But what I found from, I mean, it's totally legal. It's not, it's like the bottom right here, 10 feet from where we're sitting. But you got to know how to use those for as like how long it takes for stuff to kick in. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever taken something, it's like, oh, it's not going to kick in for an hour and a half. And then right about 10 minutes before you need to get up, you're right in the deepest part of your sleep you could possibly be. So I'm always worried about trying to take something to help me sleep.
Well, doesn't it say an hour or does
you
it?
Know, I, you know,
it's different for everybody. Yeah. Type, because
for everybody.
For everybody, it's different. Like everyone reacts to this stuff different.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
because, I mean, Todd takes them too. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, again, they're sold over the counter right next to us. But he's got it down pat.
Well, I just know that I have a little experience with Ambien. And that's,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
20 minutes, man. That's it. I mean, just don't. But I don't know what it is because you gave me those one time and I got a stomach.
Well, that's what I mean.
Maybe
you
I took too
kinda,
many,
yeah.
though. I don't know.
But, you know, I took Ambien one time.
Oof.
And I had I was going through something. I was so wound up and I don't even know where I got it from.
Well, they'll prescribe it. But
yeah, I think I had it and never used it. Type of thing. So you dig
it
out.
Me.
Yeah. And I had a campfire, fire in my backyard. I was calling everything campfire. But you know,
fire pit.
And I sat out there till I want to say like 3 a.m, just staring at the fire.
That is good stuff.
And it's like, I almost like woke up. It's like, have I been sleeping? But I did close my eyes. I was sitting up in a lawn chair just staring for 3 hours till 3 a.m. We got to send a quick break. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Our show would be better for everything we said in between breaks we put on the air.
It's new. Well, no, we talk about city
Amanda
things.
Amanda would need the dump button.
We
don't have a dump button.
Right. We talk about city things. It's just that more colorful language when we're off the air. So okay. today,
well, longest summer day, solstice, right? It's supposed to be really long today, right?
Yeah, right.
Like more than 200 years has been this long?
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Also, Yard Games Day.
What is that, like croquet?
Well, what? I guarantee you.
That's the first one you think of?
Nope, not me. Do you? What's yours?
Volleyball?
What's yours,
like,
man?
Like bag toss.
Okay, you know what mine is? You know what mine is? The whole time I went, yeah, they do. That's so popular. No, you know what? My era? Yours?
When I was a kid. Did you play that when you were a little kid?
No, we played jarts.
Oh, yeah, jarts. That's jarts. Game.
Oh.
Where you take this weighted spear and you throw it.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No. You know why?
So illegal.
Because of the lawsuits.
Yes.
Can you believe we allowed spears to be with
kids
little
kids? Would be playing with them.
Like seven.
The adults would play, then you have a few drinks, then the kids would take over. You got 6-year-old kids taking these weighted darts and throwing them.
And the way you throw them really high.
Really
high. Arch, and then they come down, you want to give them
stick
a circle.
Better.
No, what I was saying was when we were kids, and look, I understand that beanbag toss or what's it, cornhole, is extremely popular today. But when I think of yard games as a kid, we played croquet all the time.
We had a set. We had croquet. That was fun.
That is a fun game.
Yeah, no question.
We would set that up and.
Yep.
Yeah. But
we had badminton.
Yeah. But jarts.
Jarts. That was
I'm surprised our parents.
I could bring out pictures from about 1976. Of the whole family there standing with a jart thing in their hand on the 4th of July.
With a can of beer.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm surprised our parents let us do that, though. Because it looks dangerous,
okay.
Right?
It's okay, like let's be honest. In the picture, there's probably one hand is a jart, another hand a can of beer, and a cigarette in the mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
And it was, right. But, yeah, that was, those were fun. But I think I eventually got kind of good at that because it's the arch that got you in the circle.
Right.
Because you know,
otherwise it wouldn't.
Yeah, no, you go straight and everybody tries to like throw
almost
it
almost like a mortar. You
right.
know, it has to go high and then come right down.
And
does anybody remember jarts? Anybody ever had a experience you want to talk about with the game jarts back in the 70s?
Yeah. It could get...
Because I've heard about people having, like, wearing flip-flops and going right into their foot.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear those stories. I can't say I know of somebody personally, but you always heard those stories.
Wait, the other thing I just remember about the... That's funny. This is really coming back. But the arch is that if you threw it, like, and it was parallel, if it didn't stick and it didn't count.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, okay.
So that was the
best
way to make
it stick. Some people would think
it would... Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's where they made the point so heavy, so that when you do get it high,
right,
you know, then it will come straight down. Like, but you had to get that arc first, like a martyr. Yeah. Incoming.
Yeah. We didn't say that, but that's exactly what it is in retrospect.
Yes.
Yeah, that was, okay.
That has to be the most dangerous family fun game ever invented, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I think second to that was that water slide.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? That guy got hurt here in Green Bay, he clipped him for...
I helped out a guy who got paralyzed, college kid, from water slides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, well, actually, he's a friend of a friend of mine. Some guy got hurt, but he didn't get, he wasn't paralyzed, but got hurt on there, and he bought his car.
Oh, yeah, from the settlement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like are we talking like water park water
slides?
No,
this
like, yard. It's just like,
okay.
It's like a sheet
it's
of
like
plastic.
It's like a big piece of plastic, and you don't
okay,
it down
good.
The
I was just making sure, because I was like, you got to make sure you pick up the rocks.
Yeah, no, you're too young.
Oh, yeah, no. This is...
But the water...
I bet they're banned, too.
Oh, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. The Jarts really stands out, but that water slide, I just remember there were some lawsuits on that. That's what I was
saying. Oh, I believe it.
But
I mean, like I said, this one kid from Marquette University was paralyzed.
Yeah.
From one. Sad. Yeah.
But yard games, I think, are cool that we promote those because, you know, even like the Surgeon General said, too much texting. So you get outside and play those games. We do that at the community shelter. We used to have bingo night on Thursdays. Now we call it game night. And we bought the toss where you... looks like, I don't know, what's it called? When you toss the string with the two balls on the end over the pole?
Well.
I know what I call it, but that is not radio friendly.
No, testicle toss? No. Yeah. But what's that called, though? There's got to be a legit name that you can tell your grandma.
That's the only name I've ever heard.
I want to say bocce. Hang on.
No, that's not bocce.
No,
we had what we call Italians, a bocce ball. Yeah. At my Uncle Nacho's camp, we had a bocce ball court. And that was, and my brother still hosts a bocce ball tournament in his yard.
Really?
Every year.
That's cool.
Yeah, up in the UP.
Outdoor games are awesome. But
yeah.
Anyway.
It's called ladder toss.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Okay, so ladder toss, we have that. And then, like Amanda said, we have the cornhole or beanbag toss. And then we just bought the, it's not real... the real horseshoes, but it's like it's
like
ring
plastic
like
that.
It's more like a ring toss.
Yeah. Okay,
it's outside.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
We still have bingo inside for those who don't want to go outside, and then trivia too in a different.
Oh, that's
room.
Cool.
So it's game night on Thursday.
Can I come there and do some trivia on NFL quarterbacks?
We have cards, but yeah, you can do that.
All right.
And then the prizes. I don't know how many you would do, but then the prizes are, you know, can of soda. We got. Brushes, you know, just very inexpensive, but it's just fun to win that. But
Mary here says we loved Jarts, and when I say Jarts, okay, we're not talking about Bill Jarts at all.
We love him too.
Yeah, J-A-R-T-S. No serious injuries, but a few close calls. Oh, there were times where if you weren't paying attention, you'd be like, "Look out!" You know, because you're talking and everything.
Tackle the kid
incoming. Yeah,
you know, Mary, you're right. I'm thinking I had 10 brothers and sisters. We had close calls, but we never had an injury.
No.
But we did play that a lot.
You always heard about it. Maybe they were urban legends.
Yeah, I don't know, though. That went in your head. That could go through your skull, right?
I think that did happen.
Really?
I think people died from Jarts. I'm not kidding. I think people died from it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. There's always one.
But it's such a heavy weapon.
Do you remember the more friendly versions they made after that with the coverings?
Yes, and they sucked. Nobody bought them. I was watching this show, this movie. But this guy that got shot down, World War II, guy got shot down in German territory. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he escaped, he bailed out. He got caught in a tree. His parachute got caught in a tree.
Yeah.
There's a German. Walking around trying to find him. Okay. The guy's right up above him in the tree. The German's standing there. All of a sudden, he sees a couple of drops of blood on the ground. And he looks straight up where the guy had taken his K-bar knife and he was holding it just like this on the end and waiting for the guy to look up and let go. And it comes right into his forehead, right through his forehead. Now, I could see that happening with jarts. Couldn't you?
I was going to say, the guy's watching that, and that's he invented the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary says, do you remember tetherball?
Yes.
I think we had that at schoolyards type things.
It's like the soccer ball on the end of a string.
Yeah,
right?
But that's the big one. And who thought he was the world's greatest tetherball in what movie?
Boy, I didn't see it. But tetherball in a movie? No.
Napoleon Dynamite. No. Remember he's out there?
No.
You're really good at this, aren't you? Yeah, I really am. I practice quite a lot. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds okay.
Yeah, Brian says, I heard that jarts were actually a bomb training thing for World War I pilots.
Right.
I believe it. Because they did, you know, World War I pilots did used to drop bombs by hand.
Really?
Yeah.
World War, yeah. Wow.
He followed up by, I just made that up.
But what I'm saying is, it's true that World War I pilots, that a lot of times that's how they would do their bombing, right, is fly right over and just drop them by hand.
The thing about those jarts, and I don't know, maybe some people know what we're talking about, but it was a plastic, whatever.
Missile. With wings.
With wings, but a very, very heavy nozzle. Very heavy. That thing weighed more.
Heavy.
Well, and that's why they.
So, yeah. Aerodynamically, it was phenomenal. But lethal. Got another one here from Terry. We always played wiffle ball. I was John Hiller. Do you know the John Hiller story?
John Hiller, I know a John Hiller, but what? No, I don't know.
He's a great pitcher for the Tigers.
Oh.
Great pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Had a massive heart attack at like 28. Had to give up baseball. Moved to the UP.
Oh, but he lived. Okay, good.
Met a girl, right, I think, from the UP. Moved up to the UP, Felch. Tiny little town by Channing. Okay. They're really big in baseball. And he went up there, and I think he started up a car dealership. Because I think you'll still see once in a while the little stickers down here, Hiller Chevrolet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he pitched for that local baseball team and became like a legend and just so beloved. Here's this former all-star pitcher living up in tiny Felch, Michigan in the UP, but he's running the baseball teams. Isn't that cool?
Yes. What happened to him?
Massive heart attack at a really young age.
And he just never got, wow.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad he, you know, got his life going. 20 years. God almighty, that's way too young.
But he moved
young
to the UP, just kind of get out of Detroit, get out of the whole rat race, and just fell in love with it.
Good. All right. Well, that's cool.
I think he's still, I bet he's still up there. Does anybody know? Are we got anybody from Channing or Felch listening? Give us a call.
Either one of you.
You don't know that stretch, huh?
No, I don't. I'd never go. I was up there. I went to Mackinac. So I drove, I did that one time.
That's, I'll tell you what, my two worst drives, well, my worst drive in the world locally is Manitowoc to Appleton on Highway 10.
You do not like Highway 10.
I hate that so much because I was always in a hurry.
That's not a good road to be in a hurry.
And you get behind some of those things and it's impossible. Whatever they're going, that's what you're going.
Yeah. Oh.
If it's 52, you're going 51.
That's why.
That's just almost Murphy's Law there. I mean, if you're in a hurry anywhere, you're not getting there on time.
Oh, it's the worst.
So I know people are complaining about, 40, 41. Six lanes is going to be great.
It's going to be phenomenal.
It's going to be great. And if people just would pay, just slower traffic, keep right. If people do that, we're not going to have any accidents.
At this point,
put me in the left lane.
Of even the
DMV,
DOT, putting up big signs reminding people, hey, left is for passing, just use it. Why do people still feel it's okay to just drive in that left lane and there'll be a car in the right lane? Yeah. They'll be like 20 feet ahead of them.
I know.
So they're not far enough ahead that you can't kind of like sneak through and whatever.
No, I sneak through.
But why do they have, why?
Because they're going 1 mile faster.
Right.
So they feel like that's their lane now.
Don't they understand what?
Well, there's signs that say, slower traffic, keep right. But they don't.
But they won't.
No, they don't. If you were in front of me, you would know that you should move over. I mean,
I know.
Do that. I'll ride that bumper and I'll put the high beams on. Did I tell you that story one time with the high beams?
No.
So I'm following this guy. Same thing you're talking about. Just hanging in the left lane, and there were cars in the right lane. Also, I would obviously have passed him on the right. And I'm going, and I'm beeping my horn, flashing my lights. I mean, this is like a long time. It wasn't like, okay, this is going to break up in like 30 seconds. I'll be able to get around this guy. And he's just, and it was like, I don't know, what car it was, an Impala or something like that. And I tried to go to the right, and then there wasn't enough room and back in there. Well, finally, it broke up in traffic. Like, this is probably 5-6 minutes later. And the guy pulls over to the right, and I'm like, finally. And then I just hit the gas and passed him. He pulls in behind me, puts the light on the dash, and because it was a cop.
No!
I got a ticket, obviously.
No!
Yeah, I did. It was a detective. And he,
Yeah, he did.
And he put the light on. I gave that talk at Dale Carnegie one time, but and he put the, you know, like the Kojak light. I don't even think they have those anymore. Yeah. Now they have them in a grill. Anyways, that's how long ago it was. And then he, and I was, you know, and I was kind of in a hurry. Like Amanda said, it seems like that happens. Of course, I'm always in a hurry. But so then the guy, it was a detective, and he, because you know,
they could give tickets?
Well, he didn't know how.
Oh, I was going to say.
And I was asking him questions. Yeah. And I'm like, where do I go to court? You know, and and he's trying to read it, you know, but he was
not a very
so,
good detective then.
But he was so mad, he just had to give me a ticket.
He had to do
something
and
he didn't
want to
call in backup.
You.
So anyway, I got a ticket and whatever.
He called in backup?
No, he didn't. He didn't want to. So I was, but he wrote out a ticket for me and I had to go to court. I forgot what the fine was, but and it was for following too close. That's what he gave me the citation for. But I didn't care.
Wow, wow, wow.
But I'm like, what are you doing hanging in the left lane?
Why do they do that?
But he was a cop, so.
The other ones that just drive me insane is when you'll see, and there's construction. This happened for a couple of years leading up to the main bridge, okay, the big bridge here. And it would be like, you know, right lane closes ahead, right lane closes ahead. And these people will think they're going to take it right up until that sign and then expect somebody to cut in.
Do you let them in?
Never. You know where else I never do that?
Games.
Games. Packer games going over the bridge.
How about the Brewer games?
Brewer games, whatever. You've got that big line, and inevitably, it'd be somebody from Chicago with Illinois plates in a big SUV, and they'd come just blowing up the road, and then think right there at the the Oneida exit, they're just going to cut in.
But they But people let them in. That's
I
what
hate
drives
that.
Me. It's like let's do a pack.
Don't let them in.
Don't let them in.
Don't let them in.
And then give them the high beams.
Give them a little
if they're
Italian
in the left lane.
Let me quick say, if you're on the on ramp, please go up to the speed limit. Don't wait till you're on the highway to start gunning it.
Yeah.
All right, driver's ed. Mine own mayor, driver's ed.
We're getting a lot of bleep off our chest this morning. We got James Anderson,
this
Green Bay Parks
great.
Department, coming up to talk about Kids Day, something that you started up. Cody Krepline, Veteran Spotlight.
Yeah. W.
What? Why this?
I sailing away.
Oh, you remind me of some little kids.
Hey, look at this. My buddy Tori.
Yes.
I've got an RV. We can rent it out. Check out that.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
How cool is that?
That's nice.
Now, that is something I think we could advertise on Farmer's Market, or not Farmer's Market. What's it called? Marketplace?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Marketplace.
Marketplace. Rent during the Packers draft. We this fully equipped RV.
Just don't do Craigslist.
Yeah, that's gotten sketchy, huh?
Very much so.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to park that at Apple Creek?
I don't know, wherever it's parked right now, maybe even it could just stay there.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
That is.
That's Tori, we're in. Let me borrow it.
Great. I mean.
Good man. That's one. Who else has one? We want to get a whole fleet of this. Oh, yeah. We'll give them a cut. My goodness. Today is also National Recycling Day. We didn't find out for sure. Who do we have on? Sean, that day about do they not want them crushed? Michigan and Wisconsin must have all different rules, because when I was in Michigan, it was a PSA.
I just thought that was
public really service announcement on the local radio station saying don't crush your cans.
I know. Why?
I don't remember, but they had a reason. And I heard the commercial like three or four times when I was up there. Please do not crush your recycled cans.
The only thing I can think of is it would be harder to wash them out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know.
We always had to crush them. We always did have to crush them.
My daughter almost lost the tip of her finger with a can crusher at a friend's house when she was really little doing that.
Yeah, we would just
and she crushed her finger. I don't know if it was ever the same one of her fingers.
Well,
apparently it can make it harder for recycling facilities to sort them when they're all crushed.
When they're crushed?
That's what it says.
Okay. All right.
Aren't they all aluminum?
Okay, well, maybe whatever. Somebody throws in some, soup can or something.
And you can't see it.
Yeah
maybe. Yeah, that's true.
That's a big
good
point.
All right.
Today is tennis day. I'm a big tennis player. What?
Okay, we've been working together it's going to be a year next week. I've never heard you say that.
I'm not telling you all my personal habits.
Okay.
Now, I'm a good tennis player.
The next day,
I'm not saying I'm a good tennis, but for having only one good hip, I'm as good as you'll find.
You have a racket?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Yep. I know this next one. It's ice cream soda
day.
Now that I know you're.
What was your favorite type of soda?
So ice cream sodas, we make those. root beer is like
well,
the
best.
Well,
that's standard, yeah.
And then I like the orange.
Ours were cream soda.
Oh, cream soda's good. That's
big
good stuff.
Big fan of the cream soda with ice
that
cream.
That is good.
Big fan. It's vanilla milkshake day. That's my favorite. I'll take vanilla over chocolate or strawberry.
Totally. Yep.
Just give me vanilla.
Yeah. Hands down.
And I'm even adding more to my Johnny Juice. No, listen to me. Okay. So I'm buying that protein powder from Costco.
Yep.
Okay. Which is, it's great. It's 160 calories, no fat, no carbs. It's phenomenal for you. Fills you up 30 grams of protein. That's a muscle builder right there.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
Muscle builder. You'll feel your muscles building. Here's what I'm mixing it with. Fresh strawberries.
Good.
Fresh strawberries. Little bits of banana.
Good.
Little bits of banana. Crushed almonds.
Yeah.
Crushed almonds. And avocado.
Oof. How's that taste?
That's going to taste great. It's going to taste great.
Mm.
And if it doesn't taste great, I was thinking about putting a little bit of Hershey syrup, chocolate syrup in.
Just to offset everything.
Well, what do you think
Why
about
the
that?
Avocado?
Because it's really healthy.
Good fat.
They are.
Pardon?
They're good fats.
They're great fats.
Yeah.
It's like the best. What Johnny Juice is going to be possibly the most nutritious thing you can have in one setting.
All right. I am going back on those morning shakes.
Yeah, I'll make them for you.
No, that's fine.
I'll bring you my big shake,
I got
blender here.
I got all that stuff at home. No, I'm going to just start making it because
to give people samples here. I wish we could open this window, like one of the bars downtown here. They take out their front window.
Like the garage
That's really cool.
That is,
and I'd like to just have that out. And people walking by in the mornings, just a little Dixie cup. Hey, would you like some Johnny Juice? All right. Mmm, that tastes nutritious.
It could become the new Alex's Lemonade.
Yes.
And they
yes.
Maybe we should have a competition. I'll make some juice, and you can make some.
Okay. And a blind taste test.
In a
Which
blind
one tastes
taste, however,
more healthy?
Yeah, but wait, we got to think this through because it's got to have the same like calories, the same nutritional value, but different ingredients. You know what I mean? Like it would be, else you can make it just here's all chocolate and sweet, and people are like, well, this is great.
Well, just give them a list of our ingredients, but I don't want to give away my secrets.
No, because that's good.
That's my problem.
Because the patent
You know what?
Like
I think, can I be honest with you? You ever hear the term paralysis by analysis?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about thinking things through.
Yeah.
I think that just bogs people down.
Yeah, it does. Now, there's other people that are, you know, ready, fire, aim. You don't want to do that either. But paralysis to analysis, that is a very
it's
common.
It's a true thing. I've dealt with it at different organizations.
Unbelievable.
Because everybody's got an opinion, everybody whatever, and then nothing gets done.
I was just, what was this? I just was reading something. And the guy's like, you'll never have all the information you need.
Right.
You just never will.
Gotta pull the trigger.
I mean, you get this gut feeling like, you know, we've got 80%, 82%, whatever
just
it is.
Just go with it,
man. We're going. We're going to try this.
Do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Birthdays today, Nicole Kidman, 57. John Goodman, 72. How much weight has he lost?
I know.
But he almost looks.
Does surgery.
You hate to say it. That's why with my weight loss, I'm really taking it gradual.
Right.
Because I don't want it to be where all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, mine lost 30 pounds in a week.
Pound a year.
I don't want that.
Stick with that.
Got to just. Because then you look old.
Yeah.
Then you start to look like an older person.
Right.
I don't ever want to look like an older
person.
Not. Lionel Richie, 75. Bob Vila, 78. Bob Vila, man, think about what he started with his show way back in the day, and then what that led to. Did you used to watch Bob Vila? Didn't he? He was there Saturday mornings. He was the first like HTV. He would go into a house and old
that
house.
That guy.
And, here we remodel this.
Well, that guy's 78.
Yeah, but he was the first guy to do that stuff. And
that's
he was
cool.
Just amazing.
He's still on?
No, I don't think he is. No. And Murray, 79, her big song, of course.
Yep.
Little Snowbird going fly. Wasn't it? Wasn't it Snowbird?
I don't know who that was.
Ann Murray? You don't remember Ann Murray? She was huge in the 70s. Ann Murray, wasn't it Snowbird?
Oh, that's Snow. Okay, I think I know what you're talking
Snowbird
about.
Snowbird fly away.
Boy, that's one hit wonder, though, right?
No, I think she had a few. I think she had a few big songs.
All right, now this next guy, no.
Brian Wilson,
Beach Boys. Yeah.
You ever see them in concert?
Yes.
I never did.
Get this.
Okay.
We went to a Padres game, and it's like the game's over. It's like, people are sticking around. And
they came out to the concert?
They came out.
That's cool.
It was like your ticket was still, they didn't like charge. Maybe they were just saying, look, we'll put a concert on.
Okay.
But, you know, that's where they're from.
No, I think he's the one that actually was living with Charles Manson for a while. That Charles Manson was living at his house.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure Brian Wilson was the intended target the night that Sharon Tate and the people were killed.
Wow. Well, yeah. All right, hey, we got a good show coming up. This is going to be great. Our next guest is James Anderson, Green Bay Parks Department. We're going to talk about Kids Day, which is something that we celebrate here in Green Bay to honor the youth in our community. That's on June 25th, 6 months till Christmas. James is going to give us an update in just a minute.
Cody Krepplein, our veteran spotlight. Right? Wait until you hear his story and what he's doing for vets nowadays. Our Director of Education Guest Experience is joining us. We got Paddle the Canal. We got a lot of stuff coming up, folks. Stay with us.